So Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send your own disciple, only apostle, many prophets, righteous men have desired to see the thing which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the thing which you hear and have not heard them. For this year, ear for the hear, may we be worthy to eat, to act according to holy gospels, through the prayer of you, O saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Remember also our master who have been on us to remember the supplication and prayer which offer up unto you, O Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand up in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, may his blessings
be with us.
Been shown. So open naughty, open so tiro, open naughty, and it's all spirits, those them if naughty, don't be on of shining. Be off up and not on Pisha in it, any in it, Amen.
A reading from the Psalms of our father David the prophet and the king. May his blessings rest upon us all. Amen. My defense is of God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a just judge, and God is angry with the wicked every day. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, we're of glory forever. Amen. Now he arose from the synagogue and entered Simon's house. But Simon's wife's mother was sick with a high fever, and they made request of him concerning her. So he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and served them. When the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying out and saying, "You are the Christ, the Son of God." And he, rebuking them, did not allow them to speak, for they knew that he was the Christ.
O most holy Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son and the Logos of God the Father, who has broken every bond of our sin, destroyed his saving life, giving suffering, who breathed into the face of his saintly disciple and holy apostle and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now also, our Master, you have given grace throughout your holy apostles to those who for a time labor in the priesthood in your holy church to forgive sin upon the earth and to bind and to loose every bond of iniquity. Now also we ask in the teacher, goodness, O lover of mankind, for your servants, my fathers, my brethren, and my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense to us your mercy and loose every bond of our sins. And if we have committed any sin against you, knowingly or unknowingly, or through the anguish of heart, whether in deed or word, or from the faint redness, O Master, who know the weakness of men and the good one and lover of mankind, O God, grant us the good forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, absolve us and all your people. Fill us with your fear and strengthen us for your holy goodwill. For you are our God, and the glory and the honor and the dominion and the worship are due unto you with your good Father, the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is of one essence with you, now and at all times, into the age of all ages. Amen. Eb oron tati hiri ni moinane te kirini seminane te kirini kane novi nane vol megas forsi to pray thankfully. Our Father who art in heaven, Allah be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today daily bread, forgive us trespasses as we forgive to those who trespass against us. And lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil one in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Thine be the power, the glory forever. Amen. And Mahabhat.